Tom today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we go to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hey there. Really quickly, is Gard still a friend of the show?
Oh, yeah. Gardner,
we don't like Gard anymore.
Gardner is, you know, he's a busy guy. I think it was last night that he had to take care of his niece. So short notice, okay. He was going to come.
There's been a lot of turmoil in Gardner's life. His mother died recently, and he was, as I understand, he was at least living there or going over to help or something like that. And so
there's
a sister involved, and he has to, you know, obviously their lives have changed. So when the grandmother would have watched the niece, now Gardner may be left to do that, or who knows.
Okay, well, if Gard is listening, then my condolences. We've lost some loved ones in the last few years, too. So the reason why I'm asked that is because I thought about Gard today. The neocon at work that I have infrequently called you guys about said something really bizarre. We stopped by the Ford place today to get our trucks serviced, and I was looking at one of the new Shelby KR500, Carroll Shelby's version of a Mustang, and I commented on the price was $47,000, and I mean, it's a Shelby, so, you know, I don't know if it's worth it or not. Maybe to somebody it is. Anyway, we were looking at it, and it's a sweet car, and this guy said, oh, that's outrageous. He goes, you know, this is a Republican, this guy. Voted for McCain, voted for Bush. You know, go all the way back. As long as he's been voting Republican. He said, oh, that's outrageous. You know, we're in a depression now, and the prices keep going up. And as far as I'm concerned, they need to put price controls on everything.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
These price gougers need to be sent to jail. That's what he said. And this is a Republican, man. And
well,
so you like. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He's clearly inconsistent, and I think that this is sort of one of the things that you have to understand is when you're dealing with people that label themselves Republican and Democrat, they may not have been Republican for the reason that you thought they were Republican, or the reason that you were Republican if you were,
maybe he just likes guns.
There's, for instance, Democrats basically get voted in here locally in Keene, but they're not the kind of Democrats that my wife was raised around.
They like guns actually. A lot of Democrats
labor Democrats. Essentially what she was raised around. So they, you know, the values can be different. These big tent parties that they have, they don't service.
There's no principle anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. See, I was raised a Democrat, but I was raised a Democrat in the South. And when I moved to Seattle, I realized that either Southern Democrats are different or I'm just a weird Democrat because I believe in guns, although I believe they should be regulated. I just had some different kind of beliefs, you know, kind of like a moderate liberal or liberal conservative or something like that. I've moved away from that now. But,
so what did you say to the guy when he mentioned that he wants price controls and everything?
I just said, well, you know, price controls don't really work, right? You do know that, don't you? And he goes, well, it'd keep the prices down anyway.
And I said,
well, it would make sure that the suppliers would have no incentive to put anything on the shelves. We'd have empty store shelves.
Yeah, the prices would go down, and the shelves would empty, and then the shelves would never be restocked because they have no incentive.
Think about it. I said, think if you're a baker, and all of a sudden the government said that you have to sell your bread for 10 cents a loaf. I said, how much incentive would you have to put loaves of bread on those store shelves?
Yeah.
None. You'd say, well, I just keep my bread at home and eat it.
Or you'll go find more work because the government has essentially outlawed your business, or you'll move to some other country where you can sell your bread, or you'll ship your bread out of the country. You'll do whatever you want to do in order to get around the system. The idea that you can control the market with government dictates is silly.
But people don't understand economics, so they think that lawmakers can just pass a law and it will change the rules of economics.
Right, like waving a
magic wand. Reality. I mean,
right. You can't just wave a magic wand and sign a piece of paper with words on it and all of a sudden have everything change.
And that's one good thing about the Libertarian Party of old, not this new Libertarian Party, but the Libertarian Party of old was very good about educating people on that stuff. Bob Barr never once got out there and talked about, you know, what happens when you pass minimum wage laws.
I don't think Bob Barr did anything besides talk about Bob Barr.
Right, exactly. But Harry Brown educated me personally on what happens when you institute price controls, what happens when you punish price gougers, what happens when you raise the minimum wage, et cetera.
I learned
economics from Harry Brown.
Harry Brown, of course, being the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, it was a huge influence in my development, I suppose you could say, as well. And anything else you wanted to share with us tonight, Stephen?
I think that's it, gentlemen, and a very good show. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the update. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Travis in Wisconsin. Travis, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I'm working on a paper for a theology class that I'm taking.
Okay.
I spoke with you earlier about communism a little bit.
Sure. Okay.
I'm working on this paper for a theology class, and it's about morality. Do I think it exists? Is it a real force in the world? Are certain acts, like, intrinsically by nature good or evil? Is morality just something that humans kind of project into the world? I don't know what you think about it.
I kind of take the Kantian philosophy on it. My understanding is that sort of if you apply it universally, then it's sort of universally good, then it's a good thing. If you apply it universally and it is not good for everyone, then it's a bad thing. So, you know, stealing is good for me, but it's not good for the guy I stole from or, you know, people in general.
Well, that's kind of reaching a little much. That's talking about, like, ethics and stuff. I just mean, like,
what's the difference
murder,
between ethics
is the
and
act
morality?
Of murder intrinsically wrong?
Are you saying morals, well, like, a tangible thing? Like, do they actually physically exist is the question?
No, not even necessarily. I mean, they could metaphysically exist, but I mean, like, do you think that there are such things as morals in any kind of context? Are there
outside? You mean outside of your own self? I don't think so.
Outside of morals that we as humans just kind of by nature project into the world.
I don't know about that. I think that my understanding of morality is that it's a set of a code or a set of values that you adopt for yourself. Hopefully others will adopt similar sensible sets for themselves as well, but I don't think there's any external morality.
No, I mean, to me it's just a psychological thing. We just project them. I think that people just create their own moral systems. I'm not saying I think morals are relative, because I live by a moral code that I consider, as far as I go, absolute. I mean, that's how I judge people's actions, but I don't think that there's, I don't think there's something
you
floating
don't think
around
morals
in
are relative?
Relative.
No, I don't think morals are relative.
Oh, I see. So,
I go down to South America and there's, like, these indigenous tribes of people, and I go down there and say, hey, eating people is wrong.
It's still wrong, yeah. I mean, that's...
It's wrong by your moral set, but not
still,
by theirs.
Right, by mine, but if you're not going to impose your moral set on other people, then you essentially don't have a moral set to judge people by. I mean, if you're...
Yeah, but isn't that relative? Because their moral set
Well, their moral sets, they don't consider murder wrong, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to look at what they're doing and stay quiet about the
fact that
they're
eating
people.
I don't think he's suggesting you should stay quiet. He's just asking if it's relative, and I think it is relative.
Then that act of eating people is wrong relative to your moral set.
No, I think in my opinion, morals are absolute. I'm not a big one for saying, well, because of cultural differences in this society, they view it as okay, therefore to them it is. I mean, they might think what they're doing is okay, but that doesn't make it so. I mean, there are plenty of people in our culture who...
But that's their morality.
And right.
And it's different from
it's
yours
incorrect.
And mine.
Yes.
Well, right, we can say that, but they would say that yours might be.
Well, yeah,
this is
sort of one of the ways that, if one would call it that, the marketplace of morality goes into effect is, which society is going to win out, as it were, in the long run. Who's going to move there? Who's going to produce more as far as a better culture? Who's going to destroy each other?
Thank you, Travis, for the call. Good discussion. Appreciate hearing from you. In a way, we're moralists as liberty people in that
Absolutely.
We want others to adopt our set of values in that we don't want them to aggress against their neighbors. It's a simple one. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. And it's tax season, and incorporation has tax benefits to it, too. And you need, when I say tax season, I mean that you need to incorporate by the end of the year in order to get the benefits for 08 for incorporation. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. I've done it. It is. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, FTL, to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
So just a little more about this story about Governor Rod out of Illinois being arrested on corruption charges. We mentioned last hour that he's been accused of conspiring to sell the Senate seat left vacant by Barack Obama, as well as threatening the owner of the Chicago Tribune with problems, essentially, if they didn't get rid of certain members of the editorial board, and as well as just trying to essentially squeeze as much money out of as many people as he possibly could, organizations benefiting that would benefit him and his wife, and just all over the place. Just a little bit more here. Apparently, he wasn't the only one arrested. His chief of staff, John Harris, was also arrested because corruption, you can't just be a lone guy and be corrupt in the government. It's all over the place, and it seems like the allegations are true that we've heard from so many former cops on this show, who they've said that the corrupt people rise through the ranks. And so here you are up at the tip-top. Governor Rod, corrupt, investigated for 3 years by the FBI.
It's hard for me to imagine somebody getting into a position like that without having some level of, you know, I don't want to use the term corruption, but they have to have flexible morals in order to get there, as far as I'm concerned.
Corruption in his administration has been the focus of a federal investigation involving an alleged $7 million scheme aimed at squeezing kickbacks out of companies seeking business from the state. Federal prosecutors have acknowledged they're also investigating serious allegations of endemic hiring fraud under Governor Rod. Political fundraiser Antonin Rezko, who raised money for the campaigns of both Rod and Obama, is awaiting sentencing after being convicted of fraud and other charges. Rod's chief fundraiser, Christopher Kelly, is due to stand trial early next year on charges of obstructing the IRS. Of course, who really cares about that? According to Tuesday's complaint, Governor Rod schemed with Rezko, millionaire fundraiser turned federal witness Stuart Levine, and others to get financial benefits for himself and his campaign committee. They said that he and the chairman of his campaign committee have been speeding up corrupt fundraising activities in the last month to get as much money as possible before the end of the year, when a new law would curtail his ability to raise contributions from companies with state contracts worth more than $50,000. So trying to get as much money into the door as possible. According to the affidavit, agents learned that Governor Rod was seeking $2.5 million in campaign contributions by the end of the year, with a large part allegedly to come from companies and individuals who've gotten state contracts or appointments. So the way that works is the companies give money to the connected people like Governor Rod, and in response, he pulls some strings and manages to get them a contract that's worth much, much more. So Rod himself wouldn't be able to extract the $2.5 million out of the contract or out of the department that's giving that contract. But if he can get money from the company that's getting the contract to point the contract in their direction, he is essentially taking a chunk of that money for himself. So, I mean, this is essentially what happens, right? This is also just another version of lobbying. It's another version of the companies going to giving money to campaigns, political campaigns, except this is actually going directly to Governor Rod, apparently, and his people. Also, he took the chief – get this – he took the chief executive's office in 2003 as a reformer, promising to clean up former Governor George Ryan's mess.
Ryan, what else would he say if the guy got arrested? I mean, what else would you say as a politician?
Ryan is serving a six-year prison sentence after being convicted of racketeering and fraud charges. A decade-long investigation began with a sale of driver's licenses for bribes and led to the conviction of dozens of people who worked for Ryan when he was Secretary of State and Governor. FBI spokesbureaucrats said federal agents arrested the governor and Harris simultaneously at 6:15 in the morning and took them to the FBI headquarters in Chicago. So there you have it. Another one caught red-handed. Now, some are speculating as to, well, why was it Governor Rod that was brought down? Why him? Anybody have any idea why this guy would have been targeted, whereas there's another 49 governors out there to be investigating?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it seems to me that he got on the wrong side of somebody somehow.
Yeah, there's some speculation over at LouRockwell.com. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but they're speculating that he apparently at one point threatened the Bank of America which is very well connected with the federal money people. So they're suggesting they went after him because of that. Whether it's true or not, don't know. But nonetheless, another example of how endemic, systemic this corruption is at the government level, all the way up to the top.
Well, you know, I think that everybody knows this. I think that everybody knows that the government is about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies. And
they think they can change it?
But they think they must have it. It's a necessary evil, things like that. And I've got to say that I don't disagree on some level. I would say that that level is very, very small, though.
I think that a lot of people also think it's just a handful of individuals. I mean, they'll hear the corruption stories, but they think it's just a few crooked politicians, not that what I would say probably the majority of politicians, once you reach a certain level, are either taking some form of graft, or at the very least, they're exchanging political favors, which isn't always necessarily illegal, but it's
even more inconsistent than that. I think that they think that all politicians are corrupt, except for the ones that they like, that they know the name of. You know, like all the politicians are corrupt, and this is how I feel, except for Ron Paul. I've got a couple of favorites out there, and I think they're all corrupt except those guys, and that's what these people think. And they also think, yes, the Democrats are corrupt, but the Republicans are more corrupt, or vice versa. You pick your party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, of course the Democrats are corrupt, but the Republicans really are bad.
Yeah.
We must stop them. They'll ruin the world. And that's how inconsistent their thoughts are, to me.
Your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. Do you think this is going to do anything? News like this, does it do anything to help the Liberty Movement? Or is it just, water rolling off the duck's back, no big deal, just another corrupt politician, he'll be replaced, and what can we really do about it, et cetera, et cetera. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. We go unscreened to the Amp Line. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt. Do you have anything to add on this Illinois discussion here?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
First off, I don't think it'll do much for liberty at all. When you look back at the last nine governors that Illinois has had, five of them have been arrested, two convicted. So
nice.
Illinois is deep in it. You were talking about the Bank of America. This is what happened with Blagojevich and the Bank of America.
Okay.
The Bank of America was withholding refused to loan some of this money that they were given, some of this federal money that they were given to a company here in Chicago. And the company had to lay off half its workforce, or maybe its whole workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And they are right now, the people that are getting laid off are having a sit-in.
I heard something about that. I want you to tell me more. Hang on, all right? More on the way. We'll bring back Matt, talk to you as well about what you want. Plus, we'll get an update from Nick on what happened with him and the cop tonight. And take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Talking about Governor Rod. In fact, we're going to get back to the story about the Bank of America, which I am not too familiar with, and Matt's going to clue us in. But first,
according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. It's PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. You can get a free account over at PrivacyHarbor.com right now. PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. We go back to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're back on Free Talk Live. You've begun to tell us, obviously, there's the big news today is Governor Rod over there in Illinois has been busted for various different corruption-related things, just all over the map. But one of the things that was suggested was the reason why he was being investigated was because of some sort of Bank of America situation. And you just begun telling us about that. Apparently, Bank of America refused to make a loan to some company in Illinois. As a result of that, they fired some of their staff. And now the staff is apparently occupying the former offices.
Right, they have a sit-in going on in the business. They refuse to leave until they get severance pay, and I guess there's some laws that have been that the company hasn't followed, and some Illinois laws, some state laws. So Ron Blagojevich said he wasn't going to do business with the Bank of America anymore. But this is all recent. He's been being investigated for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And that's when I saw those allegations, I thought, well, that doesn't hold water because he has been under investigation. Maybe it's just the feds know that the Illinois guys tend to be corrupt, so they just continued their probe after the original guy got arrested, the last governor.
Yeah, well, I think that Governor Ryan was giving away driver's licenses for money.
Mm-hmm.
And due to that, some guy that had gotten driver's license with a bribe in Wisconsin, was driving through Wisconsin, lost his tailpipe, and a car blew up, and six children were killed in that car.
Wow.
And that's a big reason why Governor Ryan was finally busted.
Mm.
But with Rod Blagojevich, there's different things going on. I think that he did anger somebody. I really believe that. There's a heavy-duty politician in the state named Michael Madigan, whose daughter, Lisa, is the state's attorney here. And him and Rod Blagojevich have been going at it for a long time, so it might have something to do with that. And also, he might have made Barack Obama mad.
Yeah, that's a possibility as well. I'm sure that. And this is yet another interesting kind of example of how it is that there are people that suggest on this program, they've called in before, to suggest that there's this world conspiracy to join all the governments together and take over the world, one world government. And there's no doubt that there are people that are interested in that. But at the same time, that also means less power for some politicians. And it also means that the politicians at the world government would then have control over the politicians at the lower levels. And there is some level of infighting amongst these people. They don't all just get along and hang out with one another. Some of them do hang out with one another, no doubt about it. Some of them are plotting to do things, but on the other hand, some of them are at each other's throats, as this particular example is showing us, I think. Your thoughts?
Right. I think that I can't see how this happens everywhere. What he's indicted for mail and wire fraud. That's it. And I think you can indict any politician for that. They all play these power games.
What the hell is mail fraud, anyway?
I don't think anybody knows. That's what the indictment is.
It's one of those disorderly conduct kind of charges. You know, they throw it at everybody.
Is it if you do a crime using the U.S. Postal Service, it automatically becomes mail fraud?
So, Matt, any other thoughts on how this will affect people? Were you saying earlier that you didn't think anybody was really going to be affected by this as far as their opinions about the state or government in general?
No. I think that we here in Illinois understand better than anybody how corrupt government is, especially in the Chicago area. We've had the Daily Machine running things for so long now, it's second nature. It wouldn't have been any different if you had the mob still running things, if Al Capone was still knocking on doors going, hey, I need my protection money.
Do you think something could change? Do you think that there could be something there in Illinois that could change that? Could people become less complacent for whatever reason and then decide to get active and do something about the situation that they're in with the just incredible amount of corruption that they have up there, and, of course, just the government in general being big and awful?
Well, we actually still have a fairly decent economy going on here. We're losing some jobs and everything else, but the housing market hasn't crashed yet, and the economy is still pretty much chugging along here. I think if that was to stop, if the economy was to really crash hard and people were to start starving, I think that's
starvation. That's what it's going to take.
But I don't doubt that that's what it really does take to throw off a socialist government. So far, the evidence is pretty good that essentially the government has to screw everything up so very badly that people are reduced to something close to the Stone Age, and then people will finally say, we don't want this government. Yeah. We want a new crappy government.
That's about it.
All right, Matt. Well, I thank you for the call tonight, and appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because there have been some conversations going on over at Bureaucrash Social. We'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. I might even share one of them. Of course, the critics of the Free State Project have come out of the woodwork, and they're talking about how it is that there are all kinds of other options out there. They haven't really mentioned too many of them, but we'll get to that. First, I want to talk to Nick about what happened to him, apparently, earlier today here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Talk a lot about the police on this show and how some of them do some pretty awful things. What happened with you today? I haven't heard the story yet, by the way.
Well, I'll give some backstory for you and for the listeners.
Okay, sure.
I live in an apartment in Keene, and on that block, there's most people there park on the street, at least during the summertime. Now everybody parks somewhere else. But my girlfriend had gotten a number of parking tickets, even though it's a residential neighborhood and everybody there essentially parks on the street. She had gotten a few parking tickets a month or two back.
Mm-hmm.
And recently she decided she was going to write the city a letter, actually. Sort of following the format you had used, Ian. Not,
really?
Well, not so much questioning consent, just saying that she thought that they were targeting residents of this street
mm-hmm.
and that there was no reason to be writing people parking tickets. And there wasn't anywhere really practical to park other than where she was parking.
Well, because my letter was essentially saying, you know, I'd be happy to pay your ticket, just show me proof of obligation that I, you know, that I've agreed to obey your ordinances. They apparently marked it paid, and or maybe somebody actually did come in and pay it. I never really found out what happened there, but essentially I didn't have to pay for that ticket after sending that letter.
Right, and she basically used the closing line that if she didn't hear back from them in something like 14 days or something like that,
mm-hmm.
she would consider the matter closed.
Hmm.
Well, we dropped that letter in the mail, I think it was Friday. And
was it registered mail or anything like that, or just regular mail?
No, it was just regular mail.
Did you have it notarized or just, signed it?
No, just signed it.
Okay.
Just a letter.
Okay.
So today, this afternoon, I was at home, and I got a knock on the door.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went downstairs, and I was kind of caught off guard. I didn't know who was knocking, but they didn't announce themselves. They just came downstairs, opened the door, and there was a police officer right there.
You didn't look?
No, I didn't. I just went right there and cracked the door and thought it was a cop. And
Barry Cooper says never open the door for the police.
Right. I didn't know it was a police. That was my first mistake.
Okay.
And then he obviously said, you're not. You're my girlfriend. And I said, no. And then I made the mistake of he asked me where she worked. And
Oh, boy.
I should have known better, but
we'll continue this. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Is there more after you revealed the next
bit of
information?
I kind of wanted to wrap it up.
We'll get that here in a moment from Nick, and take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What to do when the police come a-knocking? We'll find out in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more about the program. It costs $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. It's completely optional, but we would appreciate it because we take that money in and reinvest it into the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So we use that money to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board from around the world, and help open people's minds, hopefully, to the ideas of freedom and liberty. And if that's valuable to you, you want perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. That, again, is amp.freetalklive.com. Nick, you're telling us a story about what happened. It was between, I guess it was actually kind of your girlfriend that might have brought this about by...
Well, she did. They were her parking tickets.
Right. She had racked up a couple of parking tickets here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. And then she wrote a letter to them basically saying, hey, look, I can't really park anywhere else. And if you don't respond in 14 days, we'll consider this nullified or something like that.
Yes. That was basically the gist of the letter.
And she wrote that letter how long ago?
Friday, we put it in the mail. So
they actually did respond pretty quickly then. That's interesting, because it took them a month and a half to get back to me on the letter that I sent. And I only gave them 30 days to respond, so they took their sweet time there. This time they sent a cop to your house. He knocked on the door, you not realizing what was going on, not checking first, just, you know, swung the door open, and there was a big... very big cop.
Yeah, for people in Keene, he's a very large police officer. You'd recognize him if you had seen him before.
So what did this guy say to you? What was the conversation? How did this go?
It was very quick, and I think that's one of the reasons I didn't really have my guard up yet, because I was kind of flustered because I opened the door and there's a cop.
Yeah.
And he has a piece of paper, so
the fact that
there's a lot of the police probably know who I am. I know the prosecutor knows who I am.
Sure.
So I had a lot of thoughts going through my head.
It's my time.
Right. And he just asked if my girlfriend was home. I said no, and he, I said she's at work, and he said where's she work? And before I thought about it. I blurted it out.
Oh, man.
So they stopped by there.
So that was it. He turned around. He left at that point.
He left, and, you know, right after I said it, I realized, crap. I should have just said, come back later. But I didn't. And, you know, I just want to say I'm sorry to my girlfriend who's probably listening. And to everybody else, you know.
Well, wait a minute. What happened to her at work? Do we know yet?
She hasn't. No manager has said anything to her.
Wait, when was this?
This was today. This afternoon.
Right. Okay.
They did show up. They gave her the summons, and she told them it was...
They showed up at her work, gave her the summons.
Right. And she told her manager that it was about parking tickets. And, I mean, she's got the piece of paper that says what it's for.
And that's something that a lot of people have problems with around here.
Right. And so, you know, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Obviously, she's a bit concerned about it. And
so she's going to court over this, then?
She has to go to court February 4th.
Wow.
So she's, you know, and there's a few parking tickets, and, you know, they add fees on there.
Mm-hmm.
I get, you know, to be honest, probably looking back on it, she should have responded immediately because then they don't rack up the fees so much. But still, I mean, the way they add administrative fees is pretty ridiculous. You can turn a $15 ticket into $60 or $70 pretty quickly. So she's going to go there and fight the ticket. I mean, I don't think she's 100% sure what tax she's going to take.
What is there a charge here? Like not paying parking tickets or something?
The summons is actually, it's not for like failure to pay or anything like that. It's just, it says it's for overnight parking. So it's for the parking tickets themselves.
Huh. And what's the amount come to so far? Do you know?
It's a few hundred dollars.
Okay. So is she going to just go and pay, or is she planning on, like, putting up some sort of a defense here?
She has to appear. The problem with pleading not guilty is that it becomes a misdemeanor, as I understand it.
So it's a violation now.
It's a violation now. It'll never show up when you're looking for work or anything like that. If you fight it and you lose, you could have that go on your record.
You'd think, as busy as they are making laws here in Keene, New Hampshire, that they would have made a law that if you're going to rent an apartment, you must rent parking spaces to go with it. If you're going to lease out an apartment to renters, that they must have X amount of parking to go with it.
Right. And my landlord had said, you know, there is somewhere else you can park during snow emergencies, but he said it's on the street parking, so you just park here unless there's a snowstorm. That's what I had been told, so that's essentially just what we did.
But that's not what the law here is in Keene, New Hampshire. The law is that from November the 1st till May the 1st or something like that, I mean, they have some arbitrary time when there's no snow on the ground, but you can't park there anyway because there could be snow.
Right.
Maybe.
And we were getting them from before, too. I mean, she got a couple during the summer and then started getting more this fall. So
she's going to fight. Is she going
to
fight this?
She has to go to court.
She
hasn't decided yet.
Okay.
So, it'll be interesting. I doubt she's going to push it to the point of saying, I'm not going to pay because she doesn't want to go to jail. I mean, she's not at that point.
Everybody who's refused to pay has gone to jail, but it certainly is a possibility after my appearance.
I have to say you're rolling the dice, and the odds are kind of stacked against you.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what she's going to do, but I just wanted
It's not so bad for the girls, by the way, in the jail. It's because I was down in the bubble the entire time, and it was actually one of the nicer things about being in the bubble was you get to watch the girls go and do what they do, and they basically have run of the entire jail. I mean, I'm exaggerating slightly, but essentially they get out and they do, like, work in the kitchen, and there are other things that they can do that apparently just aren't offered to the male prisoners. So they just, you know, they get to walk around, and they can, you know, the guard will buzz open the doors for them, and they definitely have some level of ability to do things that the male prisoners do not.
Yeah, but certainly you probably want to avoid prison. I mean, that's what most people are trying to do. And I just wanted it to be a cautionary tale because, you know, I've had some encounters with the police before where, you know, they try to play gotcha games. And what's worked for me in the past, where I haven't got an egg on my face, is you just ask them, don't even answer their questions. They just say, is so-and-so here? And you just say, why are you here? What do you want?
Better yet, don't answer the door. Better yet, look first and then don't talk to them.
Had I seen it was the police, I would have just let them, you know, leave a note or whatever they were going
to
do.
But what is the law there? I mean, maybe one of our New Hampshire cop friends is listening to the show tonight or later want to respond to this. But why is it that they sent the cop? I mean, why didn't they just send the complaint or whatever it was to the address? Do they actually have to serve it to the person? They actually have to touch you with the document?
Well,
registered mail won't cut it.
Well, I don't know. For a court for a court date, I mean, that's something.
That sounds like a subpoena to me.
Right. I mean, you can go to jail if you don't show up. So I think what they're doing is covering themselves mm-hmm. so people can't say, well, I never, must have gotten lost in the mail. They have a police officer who can, come in and testify if you decide to skip court that, yes, you got served.
Maybe they feel like it's cheaper to just have one of the cops do it since he's out and about anyway and just have him drop by instead of paying the $10 or whatever it is to send registered mail. I mean, registered mail, when I looked into it, I think, wasn't too cheap, if I'm not mistaken on that. I'm not
sure. Yeah, but it doesn't seem like, a cop's time, they get paid pretty well. It doesn't seem like it's efficient to have cops driving around burning gas and knocking on
doors. Yeah, they're out there doing it anyway.
They're driving around burning gas anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So let us know what happens on that, all right?
I will, and just be careful around the police, because it's pretty easy to slip up. I would try not to talk to them at all.
Yeah, that's really the best thing. I mean, because as they say, as they will tell you when they're reading the Miranda rights, anything you say can and will be used against you. So better to not say anything.
Certainly.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. And if you are going to say something, then ask questions, as our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has been practicing, and he's gotten quite good at. We mentioned that there's a new Obscure Truth video up at obscuredtruth.com where he asks just a few questions of a cop, and it gets that cop scared. The cop turns around and wants to go the other direction.
I think if you don't want any trouble, the best advice is pay your parking ticket quickly, because they do have like 14 days or something on those things generally, and then they start going up, up, up very quickly.
Parking tickets don't even have your name on them. You know that, right?
They have the car's name.
Right, but they're not your ticket. They're the state's ticket. But paying them will keep them off your back.
That much is true. But, it's tough because you can get parking tickets where we were. Like, they did it in a very spotty way. Like, you get one ticket every 2-3 weeks during the summer. So, like, according to them, you are breaking the parking rule every day, but they weren't enforcing it.
Hmm.
No, they were very selective, and, like, sometimes the whole side of the street would have tickets, and then other times only one or two cars.
What would happen if all the people who got parking tickets decided to have jury trials? What would happen then?
The system would collapse. 95% of the people who go to prison, who are convicted in this country, do it on a plea deal. They plead guilty.
Yep,
so
sure do.
If even a fraction of the people said, I want a jury trial, the system would grind to a halt.
Well, New Hampshire is already delaying all of their jury trials for an extra month to save money on sending out the jury invitations. So they're already out of cash. And so it's not going to take much to just push them over the precipice. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Really Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Listen.